More than 80,000 people have so far been displaced in Rafah, says the United Nations, most being uprooted by Israeli military evacuation orders in eastern Rafah. This latest update from the United Nations comes as humanitarians repeat their warning about the lack of desperately needed aid in the area, despite reports that the Karim Shalom crossing near Rafah had been reopened. The world body says all key medical facilities there could soon become inaccessible. One of the three hospitals in Rafah, Al Najah, had to be abruptly vacated on Wednesday as it was located in an area subject to the evacuation order sent out by the Israeli Defense Forces. The UN has once again called for civilians in Gaza to be protected. Jody Jacobs at the United Nations in New York.